I'm afraid to get married, man. Why wouldn't be afraid to get married at this point? You know, look at Kobe. Look at the shit he's going through right now. Right? Guy's getting a divorce. His wife's going to get $70 million. Never hit a layup in her life. You know, can anybody explain these divorce settlements? Can anybody make sense of these fucking things? Tiger Woods' wife, $250 million. She's a babysitter worth a quarter of a billion fucking dollars. Somebody, go ahead. Somebody, explain, justify it. Justify it. What, he cheated on her? I don't give a fuck. Yeah, I don't give a fuck. He cheated on her. Great, the relationship's over right then. Kobe cheated, right? Shouldn't that relationship been over right then? Why did she hang around like some jaded cop for 3 years trying to get her fucking pension, right? Get that 10 years in? I don't know, maybe that's too harsh. That shit bothers me, man. Dude, there is an epidemic of gold-digging whores in this country. And every night I put on the news and I'm waiting for someone to address it. Every night, never see it, you know? And every night I bring up gold-digging whores and the whole crowd pulls back like I'm up here talking about Bigfoot, right? Like I'm saying the moon's made out of cheese or something. Talking about whores, people. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. How many? How many more great men are going to get chopped in half before we do something? Why is it so quiet in here? Quiet in here. Quiet in here.
Let's rock. Let's go.
Check 1-2, Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. Right about now, we're going to go ahead and jump into another topic, man. You know, basically, yesterday we did the McKinley joint. Now today, we're going to talk about this whole Umar Johnson situation, man. And I find this quite interesting, man. Hey, first of all, I like to give props and kudos to all the power tricks out there in podcast land. I give kudos to all the power tricks. Hey, my nigga, we are ahead of the curve. We are the future, my nigga. We are the future. Only 10 years down the line will you niggas realize the wisdom that we have imparted to you. You know what I mean? For the past 3 or 4 years on this podcast, man. So once again, I'd like to thank my partner, my player partner right here, nigga Fuchsius, for coming on in here. He gonna break some of this shit down. So once again, man, go ahead, my man. Tell me what is going on. What is your idea, man? What is your opinion on what Umar Johnson is going through right now?
The same shit he's been reintroduced to, the same shit that we deal with every single day.
Right.
See, when they criticized us and said, well, you're just picking the lowest common denominator.
Right.
You know, that's just hood rats. And, you know, that's just, you know, you guys are just, you know, exploiting them and all of the, you know, they want to cry, you know, crocodile tears for them hoes.
Right.
When they completely out of pocket.
Mm-hmm.
This goes to show you this is exactly what you're dealing with now. With that being said, I got a sort of observation. They're not critiques, they're just observations.
Okay.
You remember when all of them, a couple months ago, everybody and their mama came at Mr. Cosby and we did a show on Mr. Cosby?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I said, I defend Mr. Cosby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to defend Dr. Johnson.
Okay.
For the same reasons I defend Mr. Cosby.
Right.
In this instance, I would hope that Dr. Johnson will have learned not to throw that word queen around so freely.
No shit.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because that's all these pro-black niggas was on. Queens this, queens that, queens this. You've exposed that shit for the fraud that it is. Mm. Stop giving these women titles beyond what they're able to accept. Stop giving these women these titles that they cannot live up to emotionally or intellectually.
Right.
You're dealing with ratchets out here. This woman is 40 years old and still stripping, man.
Man.
And he got caught up. Now, if he is guilty of anything, it's 2 inches. Hubris and hypocrisy.
Exactly.
Those are the only observations I have, and they're not real criticisms. You know, this concept that, okay, well, y'all just fucking are rats. Well, he fucking rats too.
The almighty Umar Johnson fucking rats?
Yeah, what? Fucking rat.
I thought he would be above such things.
I don't besmirch him for it.
Right.
We are in the era of the rat.
Right.
We are in the era. This is the era of the rat. I said this before. Now you know what we're dealing with. Now you know why we put together a 48 laws of power tricking, man.
Oh, shit, man.
You know why we do the things we do. Mm. I hope, unless you are simply retarded, you will understand why we say the shit we say. Why I say never accept an invitation to hook up by a fucking cell phone.
Mm-mm-mm. Text message.
Never do that.
Right.
Never do that. He had a video where he was running around telling black men the 4 type of women to avoid and got caught fucking one of the types of women that he told niggas to avoid.
Mm.
He told other niggas don't fuck with this kind of female, and he was fucking with that kind of female. That's my first observation.
Right.
My second observation is that you want to tell black people about relationships as though there is a perfect duel, perfect pool from which to choose from. Mm. Ain't no ideal pool from which to choose from because we're in a new era. People's ideals are different. Their morals are different. Their value system is different. The way they think is different.
Mm.
So get off this high standard of relationship you have and deal with the reality that's out here in these streets.
Wow. Man, oh man.
We ain't dealing with Michelle Obamas out here. We dealing with crazy bitch Kayla's and crybaby niches.
Man.
That's man. What we dealing with.
Right.
That's all this woman was. If I may quote Tariq Nasheed, he called her old home.
Right.
She's a ratchet.
Man.
That's what you did. That's what's out here. Mm. At 40 years old, you would think she would know better. But that's not what it's about. This is not the age of wisdom and enlightenment. We are living in idiocracy.
Big time. Shit. No, what amazes me, man, is like, you know, I look far and wide, man, to try and find something out here. You know, motherfuckers just being honest, man. You know, that's the thing that's it's hard to find out here. A cat just sitting down and just being honest, you know what I mean, with you and being honest about itself, man. You know what I mean? Very few places I can go to see that. And, you know, I hate to toot my own horn, man, but here at Max City, man, it's like, nigga, we are honest about us and about the world we live in, my nigga. We are so honest, man. It's like I said, once again, 10 years ahead of the curve. You know what I mean? And, you know, and right here we have Mr. Umar Johnson, who I guess he's supposed to be, you know, a paragon of black consciousness or whatever. But obviously, he must not know too much about pussy, man. He must not know too much about women in general for him to be caught up in the game like this, man. It's like, seriously, do it really take a power trick to call you Mr. Johnson and school you on this game, man, on what you should and shouldn't be doing with these bitches? It really takes a cat like me to pull your coattails and be like, look, my nigga, goddamn, you fucking with a scorpion. You fucking with a viper. Any motherfucker that know anything about the streets know, nigga, you got to be real careful when you fucking with a stripper, man. They make they bones by preying on niggas, man. You know what I mean? That's their whole shindig. You know, they want to manipulate, control, and get everything they can out your ass. And you sending text messages to a bitch. You know what I mean? And then you go try and cover it up and lie about it. And nigga, but where is the honesty, Tony? Where is the honesty, man? Why can't everybody just have the honesty of the power trick movement?
Here's the honesty.
What's up?
He's a man that has a grassroots following.
Right.
His image, the majority of any type of following in the black community.
Right.
Is predominantly female.
Exactly.
So he needs to, in some sense, appeal to that. Okay. But it's not necessary. He did take fault for it, but I think to some extent he got to the point where it was just fucking. He didn't really do anything. Realistically, Dr. Johnson didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
He fucked ratchets like we fuck ratchets.
Mm-hmm. But this is the disconnect I'm having though, man. Unlike me and you, he being disingenuous, he being hypocritical about the shit. And I got a big problem with a motherfucker being blatantly hypocritical about some shit like that. You know what I mean? Versus me and you, we not hypocrites in our game. You know, we let motherfuckers know right off the bat, we love ratchet bitches. And we don't give a fuck who knows it. And we'll pay them hoes, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But he coming from a different bag, man. He on this queen of universe shit. He like, you know, you shouldn't be fucking with no ratchet bitches. And he get caught fucking with a ratchet bitch, Tony. What the fuck?
Well, here's the thing.
What's up?
He has to say, to a certain extent, he has to say that.
Right.
And I think it's hubris to a certain extent that he wasn't fully cognizant of his own weaknesses.
Right.
He knew that girl was a ratchet. That's why he never took her anywhere in public.
Exactly.
He knew that girl was a ratchet. That's why he never let her come to his house.
Right.
So he knew what he was doing. He just got caught.
Mm-hmm.
He knew what he was doing. Mm-hmm. But he has to put that message out. Because, real talk, we haven't come to see people that we call leaders in the community. And I hate that word, leaders, but the leaders in the community, we haven't come to see them as individuals with shortcomings and weaknesses like anyone else.
Right.
The FBI taped Dr. Martin Luther King's shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
They taped his indiscretions and sent it to his wife.
Right.
A little over 20 years ago, one of the women that he had an affair with came out. The woman's name was Georgia Davis Powell.
Mm-hmm.
She came out with a book called I Shared the Dream.
Okay.
She ain't talking about just intellectually.
Exactly.
See what I'm saying? Ralph Abernathy's And the Walls Came Tumbling Down.
Mm-hmm.
He alluded to or indicated the King's indiscretions, but because he was a Baptist minister. See, people in the inner circle already knew that was happening.
Mm-hmm. And wasn't he also entertaining prostitutes also?
Well, I don't know about prostitutes. I know he was entertaining extramarital affairs. I didn't hear the prostitute thing.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with that.
Okay.
But I know he was sleeping with some women, some sideline chicks in that were associated all around. They have their groupies too.
Okay.
Preaching ministers have their groupies, just like entertainers and rappers have their groupies.
Exactly.
Because women are attracted to powerful men.
Mm-hmm.
So Umar has the same weaknesses as a Caligula would have. Maybe he's not as decadent as Caligula. Mm-hmm. But that's to say, powerful men, their weaknesses are always ratchet bitches.
Right.
But he had to say, he had example, because you also have to look at the fact that Umar is a person that deals with children.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And because he deals with children, you have to create this image that you're beyond reproach, even when it's not true.
Right.
So was there some hypocrisy in his game? Yeah, it was. Mm. Yeah, it was. He just gambled, my nigga, and he came up snake eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He just picked the wrong ratchet. He just gambled, and he came up snake eyes. But that goes to the argument of that is in these ratchets out here on the streets. These bitches are venomous.
Right.
And that queen shit is totally subjective. It has no basis in fact or reality. And as a matter of fact, I'm sick of that whole queens and kings shit in it anyway.
You ain't
if
lying.
The person that came from Africa was not a fucking king or queen.
You ain't lying.
Africa was not a country filled with kings or queens.
Nigga.
And the kings and queens weren't even the most powerful class in African society.
Right.
It was the damn priest class and the scholars. Niggas done took that shit too far anyway.
It's nauseating, man.
And the kings and queens, most of the people that populate the Western Hemisphere, they did not come from Egypt. Egypt, by the time of the slave trade, Egypt was all Arab.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The Arabs had already taken over by the time the slave trade had jumped off. By the time the slave trade jumped off, they were taking people from the west coast of Africa. Songhai, Ghana, Nigeria, and other places.
Right.
So you don't have any connection to that, but that's good because it gives us a collective self-esteem. But don't go too far with the shit.
My queens, we must... like, nigga, I've met very few queens out here.
Let's look at the objection. Like, let's say, what's the woman? Queen, the woman that's the Queen of England. She is surrounded in an environment that reinforces the fact that she is a queen.
Right.
The people around her treat her that way. She has certain privileges. She has certain, even though it's largely ceremonial,
mm-hmm.
I know that.
Right.
But they still observe a modicum of privilege and power, even though the title queen is ceremonial.
Mm-hmm.
Now, come to America. What does the average black female run except a single-parent home and a deadbeat-ass nigga? What's queenly about that?
I don't know. Maybe Dr. Umar could tell us. Since he think everybody a goddamn queen. Shit.
I don't have any stones to throw at him.
Right.
I would just say, tone, dial that queen shit back.
Right, right.
Dial it back, okay? First of all.
Right.
Understand the reality of what most... I ain't talking about these grimy-ass niggas out here in the street, you know, these little grimy-ass, dusty-ass... I ain't talking about them.
Right.
The ordinary... The women that ordinary, everyday, working-class men with morals and integrity have to deal with. It's outlaw out here, and these bitches are outlaw out here.
Mm.
And according to him, he said that this scandal has cost him $1 million. Because an NBA player was going to donate. to the school. And I hope he gets that school fund.
Right.
I hope he gets that money for that school.
Okay.
I really do. As a matter of fact, I intend, or I will donate to that school. I'm still going to donate to that school. Dial back all that queen shit. And stop thinking that you have absolute license on the truth when it comes to dealing with these women at a certain time and place, because you don't.
Right.
The best foolproof method that I have seen that has come with dealing with the present set of circumstances is power tricking.
Mm-mm-mm. All
yes.
Praise power tricking,
power
baby.
Tricking. All hell. power trip.
You got that right, nigga. Shit.
I say it again. All hell power trip. It's a new day. Mm-hmm. It's a new, and if these bitches can step on you to get any kind of fame, and he actually said this. This is why I can't understand. He actually said this in his lectures. And I want to say this. White supremacy did not do this.
White supremacy did it, Tony.
White supremacy did not do this.
Shit.
The white man had nothing to do with this.
This is the white man behind the tree. Oh, shit. Wow. So what you saying? This is
not white supremacy.
Okay.
This is some nigga shit.
This is some nigga shit. Okay.
This is some nigga shit. This is niggardry. This is a classic bitch that saw. This is a come up. This is an opportunity and a come up.
Shit.
This is an opportunity and a come up. That's all this is. This ratchet, this old ass ratchet was trying to come up. This ain't got a goddamn thing to do with the white man, and she ain't no paid agent.
Well, I guess we'll know in a couple years if this bitch somewhere, you know, sipping pina coladas in a mansion somewhere, I guess. I don't know, do white supremacy, do they pay their agents well?
No.
No? Oh.
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, all right. Well, I guess we'll never know.
Now, if you are Danilo Blandone, okay, and you're helping drug dealers to destroy the black community, yeah, you can get you a nice little villa down there in Central America like Danilo Blandone has.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah,
he got paid.
All right.
On the DEA payroll, yeah, he got paid, but they ain't finna pay this woman nothing.
Man.
What will happen is she'll get a lot of attention from sites like Lipstick Alley.
Okay.
And a lot of these old bitchy-ass female sites.
Right.
That has a problem, you know, with black male masculinity.
Okay.
And hate Tariq. And hate Dr. Umar Johnson by association.
Right.
She'll get shine from them. And she'll get a little bit of money to drop this little gossip. She'll get that Superhead money. And that ain't gonna be very much, because Superhead has, you know, she has that more, that market cornered.
Okay.
But she's not getting any grand. She will not get a reality television show. So no, she's not gonna get rewarded for doing this. She wants a come up. This is capitalism.
Shit,
this is the economic system that we grow up under and that influences our behavior.
You ever think that this could be some sort of slick ass false flag proposed or made by Umar? You ever think about that?
Well, some people have said it's a false flag, but I don't see how, because that doesn't help him.
Okay.
Maybe it could be something to maybe encourage people to give.
Yeah.
But if they didn't give before when you were clean, mm-hmm, then damn sure ain't finna give now. And none of the major media outlets have it.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody repeating this. TV One don't have it. BET ain't thinking about it. The only place where this shit lives is on the internet.
Right, right.
And it's gonna die on the internet.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if, you know, because you know how niggas think. Niggas would think, oh, why would I give him money? He tipping it off on a stripper.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's how it would be the reverse.
Right.
They're not going to see him as some victim of oppression, because even the ones that are defending him are saying his hands are not totally clean.
Right.
He should have known better.
Right.
Get back to that same argument they throw at us. Oh, you only fucking with them ratchets. Well, what's your excuse in Chris Rock's case?
Ooh, I forgot about
that.
His
wife wasn't no ratchet.
Ooh, I bet Chris wish he was power tricking right about now. Good Lord, son.
Yes, sir.
Whoa.
What's the excuse on the Chris Rock matter? His wife ain't no ratchet.
How much she want, man?
And she trying to come up on a good chunk of his $70 million empire. She trying to come up.
Good God, son. Holy
she
shit.
She ain't no ratchet. He would have gotten off cheaper if he would have done some flat back hoeing.
Oh, shit, man.
Well, I guess in his case, it would be flat back tricking.
It's cheaper to trick, nigga. Oh, fuck, man. For real.
So what's this concept that this kind of money-grabbing materialism only occurs at ratchet levels amongst bullshit. The era and the value systems, everything that is extolled in popular culture.
This guy's hitting women. They need to be stopped. We got to understand that gold-digging whores are the wife beaters for men. Yeah, they are. Except we don't have that Rihanna lumped-up photo in the end, so it's not obvious. It's in the eyes. It's in the lines in your face. It's in Mel Gibson's high-pitched voice on the answering machine. I had to give up my Laker tickets, right? That is the sound of a man being taken for everything he's got. I got to tell you, I'm envious of women, okay? I'm not saying your problems get solved, but at least they're taken seriously. You know? People, you got 1-800 numbers, you got ribbons, there's groups. People give a shit. Anything happens to a guy, it's just considered funny. Some woman cut her husband's dick off, threw in the garbage disposal, and turned it on. People thought it was hilarious. They were, hey, Stumpy, nobody cares. You think if a guy removed a woman's titty and threw it in the dryer, anybody would be joking about it the next day? The entire country would grind to a halt. There'd be a moment of silence. The NFL would have some special colored headband everybody had to wear for an entire month. The most effeminate color they could possibly come up with. All my heroes are going down. Arnold Schwarzenegger, another great man. Another great man. Taken down by that gold-digging whore of a maid he's got. And I'm not saying he's not a piece of shit for doing what he did. It was a piece of shit move. But how come only he got chastised? What about the maid? Why was she called the maid that entire story? She was never called a whore, ever. Just boggled my mind. She knew his wife, first name basis, played with their kids, fucked her husband in their own goddamn bed. That's right down the checklist. First ballot Hall of Fame whore, right there. Never. Why do you think she hooked up with him? Because of that 1987 flat top he's still rocking? The giant space between his teeth I could put this mic cord through? Or do you think maybe it's all that kindergarten cop money laying around the goddamn bedroom? No, it's awful. It's a horrific thing to see as a guy, watching guys go through that shit, you know? And then there's no sort of examination of it. They just go, he's an idiot. Hey, stupid. That guy's stupid. If that guy's stupid, what the fuck am I, right? Does it even make sense? Why would you do that? Why would you accomplish all that and then fuck it up, hooking up with one of the ugliest human beings I've ever seen in my life? Not saying I'm a prize. I'm just saying, you know? It's got to be something beyond that, right? You know what I think it is? I think it comes down to the way he talks, you know? That dude should be unloading trucks in Transylvania. That should have been the height of his success. But because he's a great man, he had the balls to move to America. Became famous for lifting weights. I lift weights. Nobody gives a shit. He lifts weights, becomes super famous. Did he rest on his laurels? No, next challenge. I'm going to become an actor, despite the fact that nobody can really understand me. Against all odds, he starts making movies. Get down, there's a bomb, get out of there. Becomes one of the biggest blockbuster stars of all time. What are you going to do next, Arnie? I think I'm Matty Kennedy. There's no fucking way you can do that. Bam, he does it. Cherry on top, I'm running for governor of a state I can't even pronounce, and he wins the election. Why wouldn't this guy think he couldn't bang his maid in his own bed and get away with it? This dude has been in the zone for over 4 decades. 4 decades, nothing but net. bang a maid in my own bed? Dude, that's a layup. Are you serious? I had a hit movie with the midget. I don't even need a condom. Right? And then what happens? The smoke clears. Then all these trolls come out of the woodwork and start judging this great man. All these fatties, these fucking old guys who never got any with their jowls coming on TV. Absolutely reprehensible behavior. What kind of a public servant? His legacy is shattered. Like they have any idea what it's like to be tempted at that level, right? Like they have groupies as they waddle out to their Mercury tracer parked on the other side of a dumpster. Really? You're beating them off? This guy, he's not a great man anymore. Terminator doesn't count. Is that what the fuck you're telling me? Because he fucked Alice? Really? He's still not a great man because he did that. Then that's the whole thing's over? Anybody here think they could move to Austria, learn the language, become famous for working out, then be a movie star, then marry into their royalty and hold public office? How many lifetimes would you need? I'm on my third attempt at Rosetta Stone Spanish. All right? How can I judge these guys? I can barely handle the temptations of Facebook. I'm going to judge Tiger Woods? Get him.
Seems like y'all just keep on trying to diss this nigga that you know that's been down for years. I've clowned for years, and y'all can never pay my peers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 10. Hey, you can't win, cause all the way around, nigga, I get respect. And you's a nigga that can't even get no props in your set. Drag new park, you say, huh? Wanna be ripping, but now it's time to do some set tripping. So listen close, cause I don't want y'all to miss that I'm about to break it down for this bitch. Check it, Acacia, Poplar, Maple, Spruce, Cedar, Elm, West Side, Tree, Sprint, all the fleas. That's from the 3 and 400 block P-Funk ride.
So niggas, watch your ass at that center divide.
Now, Aaron Tyler, why you seem so tame when I caught you at the airport shaking like a trap gang? You look up and you see my niggas coming, and you look like your bitch ass was about to start running. But all I wanted to do was kick a little conversation and see if we can fix this little situation. But what I fucked you up was what you wondered. Yeah, that's probably why you changed your little page number. But bitches like you don't grow. You can't even look me in my eye, let alone go toe to toe. And calling me skinny, you's a clown. I'ma call you Theo cause you weigh 92.3 pounds. Whack ass actor, movie script killer, fool, don't you know? Quick and skill, nigga. Got the psycho, boy, you oughta quit. Your records don't hit, and bitches don't jock your shit. You need to stay down, you confident clown, and get off of the nuts of the niggas with guts. Because I'm down with the trees, I'm down with Death Row, I'm down with Black Tone, and I'm down with the flow. So when we cross paths, and I hope that soon, I'ma boot your motherfucking ass to the moon. You need to quit banging on the false pretense, cause if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So don't kill, gang, let the pivot commence. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So don't kill, gang, let the people commence. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So don't kill, gang, let the pivot commence. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. Because you gotta give it up to the crew.
Now I'm swinging to the right hand, right into the left hand. Take a deep breath in, cook it like a chef, man. This is dedicated to the CPT, nobody at TTP, but the niggas that look up to me. I'm making my business to be that true forever, and whenever I can come clever, well, that's my endeavor. So whether or not you understand that there's only one DJ Q-U-I-K with no C, still you can't beat me, because I'm floating in my sex and positive fact checks and getting mad sex while I floss the NSX and doing what I wanna, and use a gonna, nigga, for thinking that you can catch me slipping on a street corner. Remember, cops is in the house, and quick is in the hood, sipping yak with all my niggas, cause it's too the good. So don't knock it till you try, cause Haiti tried to knock it, but he's still walking around with my nuts in his pocket. So keep the beat in it, representing Sip That Miller. And for those of y'all concerned, this is still a killer. Let me take a load off my scrotum, little pest. If it don't make dollars, nigga, you know the rest.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense. So don't kill, gang, let the pivot commence.
While you groupie ass niggas keep on riding the dick, you oughta know that DJ
stage every day, motherfucker. Slick like a snake, cause I stung ya. Damn, I never had my dick sucked by a man before. But you gon' be the first, you little trick ass hoe. Then you can tell me just how it tastes. But before I nut, I shoot some piss in your face, you fucking coward. Trembling like a nervous wreck. Cause when I caught your ass, you put yourself in check. And when you left my presence, you left Speedy in. You ain't no fucking killer, you's a comedian, bitch. Tell me why you act so scary. Giving your set a bad name with your misspelled name. D-I-H-G, now should I continue? Yeah, you left out the G, cause the G ain't in you. Remember that time you was rolling on the west side? And a little brown bucket put up on your side. Call that red light in your Camry in the midst of a real killer. Tell me, did you feel a little nervous? You was in the shadow of death with two Trap 5-7s pointed at your chest. What you gonna do? Where was your niggas that kill at? You ain't got no killer, so kill that. Holding up your hands and begging for a pass. You lucky they didn't just to get the dumping on your ass. Cause this game you think is funny is some real shit. So you need to be more careful who you fucking with. Yeah,
don't make dollars, don't make sense. So don't kill me.
They don't understand it, baby. They can't fake us out here on these Compton streets. It's bigger than they can imagine. To the whole entire Death Row family. Both sides. What's up, niggas? And my nigga Big Shug. Known for keeping shit poppin'. To my nigga Big J. My little nigga High C. Little Straight G. And that little singing ass nigga Danny Boy. Y'all don't understand. Y'all can't fake this. I'm the first nigga that was banging on wax. Yeah, if you remember, 1987 Underground Tapes. And it don't stop, and it won't stop.
Yeah, I knew somehow, some way niggas were going to turn this shit into a white supremacy issue. You know, well, see, hey, white supremacist.
She's a paid agent. She's this.
Really, my nigga? Really? She's a paid agent? It just couldn't be a situation where this nigga Umar, man, you know, he was promising this bitch the sun, the moon, and the stars. You know, you going to be wifey. You going to be boo. You know what I'm saying? When the bitch found out that, you know, she was just, you know, something to fuck on. The bitch turned on him. Where the white supremacy in that? I mean, shit that happened every day.
To get down.
Yeah.
And you calling her wifey in text message. But you won't take her nowhere in public.
Right.
See what I'm saying? If he is guilty of anything, it is an impossible situation. Mm-hmm. Because if he had been honest with her, there's no way he would have fucked that woman on four different occasions.
Exactly.
There was no way for him. In martial arts, there's a saying, there's a martial proverb that sometimes the only way to win is not to fight.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. There was no way he could have won that situation. There's no way once he got started, once he let that girl come to his hotel room the first time, and he hit her blonde weave and all, she wasn't natural.
Right. Sure was.
Once he let her come, and he come to his hotel room, and he knocked her off blonde weave and all, it was over for him. He was at the dynamics of power had switched. It had switched. Because now she got something with which to hold over your head.
Mm-hmm.
See,
when they at that level, they're at a less protected, there's less protection available at their level than it is at ours.
Right. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Because we ain't got no prestige for them.
Exactly.
We ain't got nothing for them. Not on that magnitude. Not on the magnitude of a Chris Rock or Umar Johnson.
Nah.
We don't have nothing for them like that.
Man, that's crazy shit.
You see? So, again, the observations in his game, the business observations, was the hubris and the hypocrisy.
Mm.
That's the only criticism or observation I have, but I hope he succeeds. I hope he does everything, because really he just gambled and came up snake eyes. He just picked the wrong ratchet. That's all.
Shit. So let me ask you this, man. So what is a man like him to do? You know, if you was in his situation, you know, especially knowing what you know about females and the power trick game and the pimping and the macking and all that kind of shit, what do you think he should do as far as dealing with these females out here, man? Because it's my understanding that he's got children out of wedlock and he has baby mamas and shit. And now he's been caught fucking with a ratchet stripper with a wig, with a weave and shit, you know what I mean? And of course, we know that he playing for high stakes. He trying to do good things for the community. He trying to have all this money funneled in so he can do the right thing, for black folks and shit. So what's a man like that to do? Because it don't seem like he ready to settle down, you know what I mean? And he damn sure probably, I mean, dare I say, I don't know. What do you think he should do? I don't know.
Here's a secret that's not a secret anymore.
Okay.
There's a woman who, I think she's still on YouTube. Her name is Alexis Tyler.
Yeah, Alexis K.
That's
Tyler.
That's the woman that Tariq fell out with 3-4 years ago when he went to Atlanta.
Vagina power.
Because she didn't want to come and do his shit for free and not get paid.
Right.
According to her.
Right.
2 or 3 years ago, I think it was back in 2012 or 2011, she made this video. And on the video, she was talking about how these cats like Umar, these real popular conscious speakers,
mm-hmm.
they have a sort of feeder system of bitches
mm-hmm.
that when they come to town, these bitches take care of their food, have them a hot plate and some hot pussy ready.
Mm-hmm.
This is hers. Right. I don't know if this is true, but this is what she was saying.
Okay.
In one of her videos, she indicated like when these conscious speakers, a lot of these conscious dudes come to town. And Umar, I think he kind of despises, well, he doesn't despise, he really don't have too much to do with the conscious community, and I can understand why, but she was saying that when they come to the area, they come speaking, it's always a bitch ready for them.
Okay.
It's all, they have a feeder system for this type of thing.
All right.
According to her. And, other than that, there's really nothing he can do. Because if he's single, he's still a man. That man needs relief.
Right, right.
He's single.
Yeah.
There's nothing he can really do about being single. And this is not the first scandal, because another one of his baby mamas got him caught up in some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
With Sinead.
Okay.
Having to do with child support.
Good God, really?
Mm-hmm.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, that was the first one. He got caught up with that one, and he had to go and apologize for that. Sinetta got him caught up in some fuck shit. It was some.
Wait, time out. What you're saying that Sinetta owed child support or Umar owed child support?
Umar did.
Umar, okay.
Yeah, Umar did. There was a child support case he had for there was a case he had in the courts up there for bad child support. I don't know what the outcome of it was,
okay.
But they had a warrant for him, I think, or he was supposed to go into the court for bad child support. He missed a court date or something like that.
Okay.
And so Sinetta had started, you know, trying to get his baby mama to come on the program
mm-hmm.
to spit venom on him on his program.
Okay.
Now, if there are any agents,
mm-hmm.
it would be them.
Who, Sinetta?
It would be them.
Them who?
Because that's consistent. The people in the conscious community,
oh, okay.
Sinetta and the rest of them.
Okay.
If the name agent could be a supply, it would be to people that disrupt. That's the MO of agents.
Okay. All right. Okay, I got you.
See what I'm saying? Mm. Usually your agents are these real hardcore pro-black niggas.
Right.
They make the best agents.
Okay.
Just like the case of Bunchy Carter.
Okay.
You know, they found out that the nigga that made Kwanzaa was an agent.
Okay.
He denied it, but it's true. He was an agent.
Okay.
And everybody knows it.
Mm.
So if there's anything consistent with being, it would be, it would come out of that community.
All right.
Of people. Mm. So this ain't the first scandal that he got caught up in. And that was bullshit, too. And this is bullshit.
Okay.
But he had to go back. He said he went into jail and he had to apologize to them. You know, I got another baby out of wedlock. And one of his baby's mothers was actually cooperating, trying to fuck over him and collaborate with Cynetta in this scandal.
Okay. Damn.
He done had his share of trouble from black women. Matter of fact, they done been the most, these black women out here, the very kind of woman that he got caught fucking.
Mm-hmm.
He's the very woman that's been trying to take him out from day one.
Man, well, this is my concern right here, you know, because I guess there's different types of intelligences. And my nigga, you know, if I'm going to look for, and once again, you know, I hope he handle his business, and I hope he come out of this unscathed. I hope he do big things. You know, but my thing is this, you know, I'm always going to look at a nigga sideways, man, where it's like, look, you know, you asking me to, you know, help you and to support you and, you know, to lend some loot to your cause and shit, man. But, you know, I got to see good leadership skills in a motherfucker like that. Good decision-making skills, my nigga. And for you to repeatedly make the same mistakes over and over again as, you know, in respect to bitches, man. You know, it's like you can't keep your dick in your pants. You can't motherfucking, you know, find a bitch that you're willing to settle down with and marry and then impregnate. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's a degree of undisciplined, you know, no discipline, you know, and that sort of, you know, that concerns me, my nigga. That shit right there concerns me. You know, you running around with ratchets, you knocking up bitches, you ain't marrying nobody, you got child support. You know what I mean? That to me, that's a red flag. But yet still, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, some niggas may think of, look at it and be like, eh, you know, that's not really a big deal. But to me, you know, that says a lot because me and you, we crack down repeatedly on niggas out here that's doing that type of shit. You know what I mean? So do you think that we should give Umar a pass on that shit?
I think that I'm able to separate it.
Right.
That's his personal life.
Right.
My issue is the school and the children.
Okay.
See, I'm not looking for Umar to be my leader for anything because
exactly.
The concept of any individual leader, the concept of individual leaders is dead, dog.
Right, exactly.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to make mistakes. We're all human.
Yeah.
So I can support him when it comes to the cause of that school because in the big scheme of things, it's about the children.
Exactly.
And one, the second issue is this. Forget this one leader shit.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gonna have to get involved.
Right.
So you and I don't have any business putting
right.
any kind of grand stock in Umar to be perfect.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't put that stock in him. He has an objective. He has an idea. If that idea is practical and it works, I support it. Whatever he want to do in his time is his business.
Right.
Whatever. But I would say, don't come out with no fire and brimstone condemnation against me if I'm fucking two ratchets.
Right.
You know, don't point a pistol at me.
Mm.
You know, when I'm dealing with what's out here. But other than that,
right.
When it comes to, like I said, like I let Mr. Cosby, it's the same thing with Mr. It's a really bad pro-black version of the Cosby scandal.
Right.
This is the pro-black conscious version of the Cosby scandal.
Right.
So just as I loan support to Mr. Cosby, because I know what Mr. Cosby did.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the bitch a swish.
Right.
He had drunken sex. And Drunken sex is not rape.
Right.
Drunken sex is not rape.
Right.
And he couldn't afford to just come out, because he can't relive that shit and come out and tell his wife, look, I fucked these bitches. It's just like with the Autumn Jackson scandal that he had, when they were trying to extort him, when that woman first called and said, don't worry, I don't want anything from you. You know, I don't want anything from you. I just want you to know I'm pregnant. Well, his instincts told him that was a lie, and he was right.
Right.
Because that was his child. But he can't, you don't necessarily parade your infidelity in front of your wife. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Cosby did fuck them bitches, but it wasn't rape.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But that doesn't take away from all the things that he's done for the black community.
Right.
And it doesn't require niggas to get in line to watch him burn or to help burn him.
Mm-hmm.
And just like I defended him, I would defend Dr. Johnson. I would just say, take a little bit of that, you know, dial that shit back. Dial that queen shit, get out of my face with that. Because before, he said in one of his speeches when niggas was trying to tell him, look, doctor, all these girls out here ain't queens.
Right, right.
He tells the dude, well, no, you're just trying to find an excuse to diss our sisters. Yeah, that's what he actually told somebody.
Okay. Wow.
And she's listening to that nigga now.
Boy, hard head make a soft ass. Better believe that shit.
Yeah. So there are no real stones to throw at him.
Right.
He just gambled and came up snake eyes. He got his weaknesses, but he is no, I don't look at him. We got to stop looking for this head nigga in charge.
Right.
We're going to have to be our own salvation. All of us are going to have to contribute in our own way.
Right.
Nobody should be martyring themselves or put themselves in a position so that they could be martyred anymore by anything that could happen like this. And this was not, again, this was not, I don't think this was the right
thing. Right.
I really don't. I think this was just, she was hurt, she thought she had come up, and it just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I fully concur on that, man. Shit.
You know, there was no way he could have won. But the big mistake he made, if there was any mistake, you don't put that kind of incriminating information in a text message. Never incriminate yourself.
Oh, shit. But check this out.
He's sitting there in text message calling her wifey.
Shit. You know, she cooking for him and shit. She doing wifey duties. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, she thinking that she putting in that work, man. Shit. So, you know, she could put that bid in. That motherfucker, he won't even take this bitch to the movies.
Yeah. And that's what Alexis Tyler was saying. Like,
yeah.
You got these women that had them a hot plate and some hot pussy.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? That's
exactly
what she was talking about. And she alluded to that in one of her YouTube videos or podcasts.
Right.
So it's a system that's already going on in the conscious community, but it made him look even more fucked up when he talking about natural this and natural that, and the bitch you fucking got a weed.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, again, if there's anything that was wrong here, it was his hypocrisy and his hubris in terms of how he sees the real world.
Okay.
In terms of dating. How he sees what's really out here. These are the type of women that we made the 48 laws of power tricking for. That's why we came up with these rules. That's why we tell you we control what we're going to spend.
Right. Shit. But, you know, he couldn't really do that anyway because, like I said, he damned if he do, damned if he don't. Because then they'd be disparaging him because, you know, he would have dropped some bread on a bitch. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that would have been damning for him as well. So, yeah.
That becomes a way to extort him.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. It was a no-win situation. There was no way. The only way to win in this case was not to fight.
Right. Shit.
And it's clear that the hunger was upon him.
Right.
And then what's even worse was he went on television talking about how he was celibate.
Ah, I forgot about that one, man. Yeah, that was like, come on, my nigga. Stop it, man. Shit.
You know, so you know that these types of things. The only way to win was not to fight, but he just gave in, and it was just he just had to feed. It was time for him to feed. That's all. He was just he just picked the wrong person to feed with, and in these days and times, he's at his level because of where he is.
Right.
There's really no right person to pick. When black this economy out here is fucked up.
Right.
These bitches trying to get help for wherever they can find it. They trying to come up however they can. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So somebody at his level really doesn't have any protection against that. See, back in the day, Coretta Scott King knew what was going on, but she wasn't going to do that. Right. She wasn't going to do no shit like that.
Right.
She wouldn't go out her husband. Mm. Betty Shabazz wouldn't go out her husband.
Right.
And Malcolm wasn't going to out his wife. Right. That shit just wasn't going to happen. Even though they could have, they didn't. This is a different breed of female today. This is the generation that came out of the era of crime.
Right.
These are not queens. There are three classes of people in the black community. Elders, adults, and children.
Right.
And sometimes the elders cross over into the other two categories. So that concept, all that queen shit, I don't want to hear that shit no more. I don't want to hear that shit no more.
Right. Fuck, man. Well, my thing is, like, you know, ultimately I hope he achieve his goal and you know how me and you roll. You know, we don't nut hug niggas. We ain't on that leadership, man. But, you know, from the beginning, you know, like I said, you know, gang recognized gang, man. And I always kind of looked at homeboy, you know, from the corner of my eyes. Like, because you can tell when a nigga talking shit. You know, I got a real good bullshit meter. And I always thought that, you know, Umar, he just talking some shit, man. You know, granted, he talking what he got to talk, just, you know, the get his shit rolling, man. But, you know, the whole thing about, you know, this nigga lying, talking about he's celibate, and, you know, he say that, you know, y'all need to get you a real good natural woman, but he fucking on stripper bitches with weaves, you know, and this nigga, he got baby mama problems and child support problems and shit, you know, like I said. I hope he handles his business, man, but, you know, like, once again, this shows and proves why, you know, cats like me and you, you know, we don't, you know, grab on the niggas, you know, to be our leaders. It'd be like, nigga, because once again, you know, especially at a cursory glance of history, you know, about Malcolm and Martin and, you know, every man that's ever stepped out in the forefront, you know, it's always been a woman, man, that's, you know, tried to, you know, take the balls off, man. It's always been, you know, it's always been that way, man. Shit. And I just hope, you know, Umar, man, get your shit right, nigga. What the fuck wrong with you, man?
He'll be all right. He'll survive. He'll be all right because there are a lot of people that are saying they understand.
Right.
Even some of his people that don't necessarily agree with everything he say,
right,
they're not really condemning him for that.
Right.
Again, you have some our leaders have had issues when it comes to that area. So it's not, again, I don't think it could be helped. It could, in a real sense, it could not be helped. I just think that he just has to dial back on all that queen shit. Have to look at things the way they stand.
Oh, check this out. I forgot about this. Let me see. Umar said he wasn't going to fuck with Tommy Sotomayor because Tommy fucked with white bitches, right? Did you remember that? So, you know, like I said, man, hypocrisy. I hate hypocrites, man. So what do you say to Umar now that, you know, I don't, man, I don't lost my train of thought, man. You know, but I just find it interesting, or more so ironic, that Umar would be put in this position after he basically told Tommy, I can't fuck with you because you fucking with a white bitch. You know what I'm saying? But of course, now that the game is flipped, you got Umar basically telling motherfuckers they need to get with a natural woman, they need to get with a queen, and here he is not practicing what the fuck he preaches. You know what I mean? And I just find that, man, that disgusts me, man. That really disgusts. Do you find that an endearing characteristic of a nigga that would do some shit like that? You know, one who does not practice what he preaches, especially with respect to how he treated Tommy.
Well, again, I would say enjoy your slice of humble pie. You know, how does that crow taste?
Exactly.
But it doesn't, it, you know, just enjoy the taste of that crow and that pie, but it's not something that causes me,
right,
you know, any type of consternation. Of course, it's right, some hypocrisy.
Right, right.
Of course, you know, we had, you know, the same thing happened in the Nation of Islam with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Right.
And again, I have a lot of love and respect for Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Yeah, he did some shit wrong, but
right,
on the grander scale, mm-hmm, I still have to come down on his side despite whatever differences I have with him. So I could, I just have to be objective here.
Yeah.
And I would just say, be careful when you criticize another black people, especially now in this, you know, absence, in this environment, in the absence of any type of moderation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get on Tommy Sotomayor for fucking a white girl, you know, but you got all this hell and you fucking a black one.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want to fuck with him because it's, and I understand what he's saying. He's saying they're trying to promote racial pride. Mm-hmm. And I get that. You're trying to promote racial pride because you're trying to teach black people to love black people. Mm-hmm. But in order for us to really learn to love each other, there's some shit we have to change inside of the culture. And that's what you've been talking about. That's what I've been talking about. Mm-hmm. Accountability.
Right.
The return of the warrior spirit and accountability. You know, check all this fuck shit.
Mm-hmm.
You see. Put all this ratchet shit back in check. You see.
Right.
Before we can start any kind of real love, we got to put the house back in order.
Right.
And the house is out of order. And that's what we're saying to him. And that's what he's saying. He knows the house is out of order.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you're trying to tell somebody else, you're trying to tell me that I have to fuck with a crybaby Nish, or I have to fuck with a KBK, or I have to fuck with a Christmas Jackson, or I have to fuck with a Pound Cake. And I'm telling you, they ain't right.
Right.
I'm going to fuck them, but I ain't going to fuck with them.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. It's not consistent for me to do so. You see what I'm
right.
saying? And he said, well, that's abusing black women. Well, that's what they saying about you, player. They saying you abused this black woman.
Mm-hmm.
This black ratchet-ass stripper. The same criticism you throwing at us, you doing the same shit.
Mm.
I understand, though. Because,
right.
again, I always try to keep the human element.
Mm-hmm.
I always try to be human because at any moment, life will turn all of us into hypocrites.
Right.
Mm. Life and circumstances will turn all of us into hypocrites. So I try to be a little bit, that's why I don't get on this coon shit.
Right.
I don't take that hardcore coon line, even though it's some motherfuckers that may deserve that title, that
right.
I think that deserve that title. But to try to have a little bit of understanding, but to weigh, you know, the scales
mm-hmm.
in terms of contributions, in terms of the things that they do that are self-destructive.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's hypocrisy. Yes, it does bother me, but that's the human condition.
Right.
No, it's unreal. And all this shit's going down, and we're not doing anything. What are we doing? Same old shit. Sitting around watching Shark Week, right? Watching shit about poisonous snakes half a world away, just filling your head up with all this useless information. What to do if you come face to face with a Bengal tiger? Don't look at it. Don't look away. Slowly back up as you push your friend forward. Right? All this useless information, yet hanging between your legs is this thing that could crumble your entire empire 7 minutes or less. Don't know a fucking thing about it. Even worse, you think it's your friend. Yeah, you know why? Because your dick's like a dreamer. You know? Your dick believes. It's like a motivational speaker. I don't give a shit what question you ask it. It's always like, yeah, absolutely. Sounds like a plan. Exit strategy. Later. We'll be fine. Where's your dick when you get caught, right? Then it's just slumped over like, hey, you know, I thought it was a good idea. You know? Yeah. You have to know that. Dude, if your dick was a third base coach, it wouldn't hold anybody up. It'd just be fucking waving people around. Everybody, go in standing up. You got it. Oh, shit, here she comes. Slide.
Yes. Tony. And DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now, you trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way. I'd rather have a mimosa with Chris Allen all day. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked, but wait a sec.
The function's on around midnight. Uh-huh. What time is it?
At the nursery, so you can slow on the anniversary. Feel me, I dip, bop. So don't be looking stupid when I unfasten your bra. You know you wanna mac this because I come stronger than the IRS whenever you done got the link one on your text. Get that lady I was running on the wall.
What's up,
Sydney? Now table three, that's regrets.
And then you said that he was going to name the school the Frederick Douglass School or something?
The Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey Academy is what it's named.
Oh, Marcus Garvey Academy. Okay. And then, you know.
It is Garvey.
Okay. Yeah. And then you, because this is something I didn't know, you know, but you would inform me that Frederick Douglass had a white wife.
Yes.
Yeah. So I was like, man, what the fuck going on with Umar, man? This nigga crazy.
His ancestor had a white wife. That don't cause me alarm either, because most of the people that we revere, you know, Dr. Ivan Van Sertima?
Well,
he had a white wife.
Well, of course it wouldn't.
The man that made they came before Columbus?
Yeah.
His wife is white.
Well, yeah, it wouldn't cause you no alarm, but I'm just speaking from the standpoint that, you know, Umar don't want to fuck with a nigga that's got a white wife. You know, but he's going to name his school Frederick Douglass Marcus Garvey. I was like... you know, but, you know, in the grand scheme of things, of course, don't really mean shit, but still, you know, when I fucks with niggas, man, I always look at little shit like that, you know, that keeps adding up, and I'm not gonna lie to you, from what I've seen with his disconnect from reality, it seems, and, you know, in his inability, it would seem, to connect dots, because he does a lot of contradictory shit. I'm having second thoughts about this cat, man. I don't know if he can really get the job done, man, because he's doing so much elementary mistakes. You know what I mean? And like I said, to you, it may seem like it's frivolous and it really don't really mean nothing in the grand scheme of things, but you look at all these little incidences where the shit just ain't adding up. It's just not adding up. Because I'm looking for a dude with good leadership skills, even though I'm not looking for a leader. You know, even if I do put my money into a certain thing, I want to make sure that the money I put into it, he can make the shit happen. And he's not showing good decision-making skills right about now. I hope I am wrong. I want him to succeed. But he is making a lot of bad decisions, dog.
Well, let me give you a practical everyday situation.
Okay.
I know some lawyers that are excellent in the courtroom.
Right.
They are excellent. They know their craft. They understand their trade, the ins and outs of it, the diplomacy, the business, the politics of law, the practice of law. You know, when to make an argument, when to shut up. Right. When to object, when not to object. When is the best time to introduce a most compelling form of evidence?
Okay.
They know that. But outside those courtrooms, the alcoholics.
Right.
Drunken luscious.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or they suffer from all types of neuroses.
Mm-hmm.
They have different kinds of psychotic behaviors. Some of these motherfuckers are even drug addicts.
Right.
But their skill in that courtroom, when they all, they all.
Right.
So I understand that if I want something criminal, I go holler at this lawyer.
Right.
But I don't think that because criminal law is his specialty, that he can take every characteristic. I assess those characteristics that are consistent with his skill set, because I don't put all my eggs in the basket dealing with him.
Okay.
Because see, I know what I know a lawyer that's excellent. She's an excellent attorney, but she's a fucking psycho.
Right.
She's an alcoholic and she's a psycho. But when she walks into that courtroom, she go in that motherfucker with the sharpest blade she can find.
Showtime.
So I would put my sharpest blade she can find. Right. So when I go in that courtroom with her, I know everything is good.
Right.
Now when we leave that courtroom and she want me to hang around and pal around with her, no, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
It's like when you pick a wrench, when you're doing a repair around the house, you get the tool to make the repair. Mm-hmm. The repair, you get the tool that's necessary to make the repair. After the repair is made, you put the tool back in the box because you don't use a monkey wrench. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Or you don't use a hammer to take off a battery post. See?
Right.
So as far as his field of education, mm-hmm. he is exquisite in that.
Okay.
Omar Johnson.
Okay.
Because of his mastery in education and his competency at that level of knowing what needs to be done, and because of his level of skill, mm-hmm. yes. Yes. When it comes to anything else in terms of relationships, no.
Okay, I can dig it. Okay.
That the conversation is over. Once you get done talking about EDD and, you know, the politics of doping children up on the man, yes.
Right.
When you talk about general history, yes. Queens, no. This conversation is over.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can dig that, man. Shit. Mm. Well, check this out, man. Gonna give you last parting words, man. We coming up on, you know, two. Let me see. Yeah, on an hour and 5 minutes. Let me, you know, give your final thoughts on Umar, man. Go ahead and let me know what's up.
Umar is competent at what he does. I have no real stones to throw at him. He just gambled and came up snake eyes.
Okay.
Listened to Before He Lost Power Trick. He never accepted requests by text message or by cell phones.
Right.
Text messages. And if you're going to use a cell phone, make it one that you buy and purchase so you can cut that motherfucker off.
Right.
Anytime
right.
you get ready. Okay. Like I do.
Right.
With the girl I fuck with. Mm. I can go up to the store and cut her shit off right now.
Right.
And I can order. She can't touch any text message in that phone. Mm. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
I can have her shit cut off tomorrow. But, again, he gambled, he came up snake eyes. I hope this will be a learning. What I want more than anything, I want this to be an educational process for him.
Okay.
And I want it to be a humbling thing.
Right.
I want some humility when it comes to trying to tell niggas that these, you know, queens. Come back to reality, brother. That's all I'm saying. Mm. Mm. Come back. We're in a different era. We're in a different time. We're in a different era. We're in a different time. And queens are few and far in between.
Mm. Bam. Well, there we go.
That's all I got to say.
There we go. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, once again, coming at you live and direct, MacCity.com. I'd like to thank my homeboy, Eric Magnus, Nigga Fucius, coming in, dropping bombs on brain cells once again. And we out. I got the poison.
I got the poison.
I got the remedy. I got the post-sector rhythmical remedy.
I got the poison.
I got the remedy. I got the post-sector rhythmical remedy.
I got the poison.
I got the remedy. I got the post-sector rhythmical remedy.
I got the poison.
I got the remedy.
I got
the pressure.